Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tito, you've been in this game a long time, and you never know how a ball club's going to come out of the gate to start a second half, whether it's, you know, the vacation mode is still in effect for players or whatnot, but you guys looked pretty darn sharp last night, didn't you feel?
You know, Hammy, that's what you're talking about. I think I used to spend so much time worrying about how we come out of the gate, and I think it's important that guys get away. And if there's a game where, say, they have to shake off the rust, in the long run, it's probably still good for your team, but it's nice when they came out and looked fairly crisp, because as a manager or as a coach, I think you stress over things like that. And I felt like in the first four innings, I thought we were a step slow, almost like the basketball team that's not getting the 50-50 balls. But Carlos kept us in the game, and the runs we scored were meaningful runs. And like I said, I thought we played a good game. We made the plays and everything. So it ended up being a good day. But you make a good point, because, as like I said, as a staff, we probably stress over things like that probably more than people realize.
And isn't it amazing, Terry, you've been playing this game every day since, whatever, mid-February, let's say, and yet you can take 4 days off and it just impacts everything.
Well, it's such a game of rhythm and timing. And, you know, again, you want to use it to your advantage the rest. You know, let their bodies feel better. And to do that, you got to get away. But it's amazing how, because like you said, you know, they work so hard to get their timing, and then you get away from the game and you got to get it back. And I know guys, all players are leery of that, because when you get your timing, it's such a good feeling. And when you lose it, you got to try to find it again. It's not that easy.
Hey, it was a great win. You go 19 innings, you beat Toronto, set a franchise record, winning 14 in a row. But a game like that can have an impact for more than just a day or so, can't it?
Oh, it does. It you know, we were tired after that. And that's not an excuse. It just, you know, it's the way the game is. Both teams were tired. And, you know, we made a decision that game to use our starting pitcher. And, you know, it certainly hurt us for the next day. But I just felt like that game, you know, once we're invested in it that much, let's go ahead and see if we can win this thing. But you're right, there are ramifications that go on for probably a week.
It's also amazing with this game that they always say the hits even out, or the hard hit balls that are caught, you'll get flares. Can you convince Yan Gomes of that after last night?
Oh, man, you know what? Probably not. Now, the good side of it is, if he was short and quick on a lot of swings last night. I know his last at-bat, he hit that ball to kind of second base, and I yelled because the second baseman was behind the umpire, and I didn't see him there. And I thought it was just a nice hit to right field, and then he makes that diving stop. But if Gomer can be strong enough mentally to not try to do more, he's going to be just fine, because he really did swing the bat. He hit the ball to third base, to second base, and to first base, and if he does that, he's going to be okay.
How about tonight? It's Bauer, and Trevor Bauer's had a pretty good first half here for you, considering everything.
He sure has. I mean, he starts in the bullpen, and he wasn't happy about it. But to his credit, when he got his chance, he took it and ran with it. Now, hopefully, the second half, he can be that consistent guy, because, you know, in our game, we talk about all the time, Hammy, being consistent is a huge factor. I think Jimenez has done a really good job building a rapport and creating some trust, because that's not always the easiest thing to do with Trevor. But I think Jimenez deserves a lot of credit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.